Forgive a rather lengthy introduction to the instrumental item here, the cornet solo, I'd Rather Have Jesus, but I think you'll find it interesting if you've not heard it before. The author of the song was Rhea Miller, the wife of Dr. Miller, one of the general superintendents of the Church of the Nazarene. After her husband's death, Mrs. Miller taught piano and travelled all around the area teaching piano. She had a special mission in life, and that was to get into pastors' homes and teach their children how to play the piano so that they would have something to contribute to the church when they became adults. She would offer to teach these children for free and hoped to make up the difference with her other students. She was a very inspirational person and made a deep impact upon many lives. She was very positive, always smiling, full of encouragement, and always enthusiastic. Her father, Martin James Ross, had been no more than a drunk for some time and would actually steal money from his wife's purse just to get enough money to buy another drink. Mrs. Ross was a good, solid, faithful Christian, though, and she just kept living her life for Jesus. She would walk to church in any kind of weather, rain, snow, sleet, mud, whatever it was, just to get there to be with God's people. Eventually, her steadfastness broke through the walls with which her husband had isolated himself. He surrendered to the wooing of God's Spirit and was wonderfully delivered from the awful bondage of sin. He stood one night in a service in Brooktondale and began his testimony of how much Jesus meant to him. "I'd rather have Jesus than all the gold or silver in the whole world. I'd rather have him than anything this world has to offer." Mrs. Miller sat there and heard the words of her father's testimony, and a new song was born, "I'd Rather Have Jesus."